Christ, no. Oh.
Mr. Trelaw. Mr. Trelaw. Raven.
Oh. What is it, House?
You called out. I was concerned. Is everything all right?
What time is it?
5:08 a.m. Can I get you anything?
5 a.m.? Oh, God. Lights.
Sir, can I get you anything?
No, House, nothing. When are our guests due?
Their shuttle is expected at 8:57, sir.
4 hours. I'm going to have a shower. Inform me when you get a lock on their signal.
Yes, sir.
Just 4 hours.
Hoping that colliding with the planet might wake you up.
Is that coffee?
Yes, my coffee.
Oh, you're all heart, Benny.
So everyone tells me.
Yeah, right. Coffee back.
Autopilot started trying to wake you up about 5 minutes ago, but you were snoring so loud I could barely hear it.
How come you're so bright and chirpy? I thought you hated coming out of cryostasis.
I had stuff to do. This artifact sounds interesting, and no one's really had a chance to properly survey Rimville. Thought I'd brush up on my history. And I wanted to find out a bit more about our host.
The great Braveen Trelaw. And?
Unsurprisingly, very little. Earned a lot of money as a big screen actor in his younger days. Became increasingly withdrawn as he got older. Very successful amateur archaeologist. Funds a lot of digs.
Rich, handsome.
There is that.
And barking mad.
That's a little unkind.
All that money and he settles on a rock like Rinville. Believe me, it's no paradise. The guy's been bored shitless there.
Well, I doubt he's been that happy about them. He likes his privacy.
And I can think of far more comfortable ways of getting privacy. A pleasure station orbiting Anzu, a private island on Coral.
All surrounded with people. Trelaw hasn't spoken to a soul in over 15 years. Other than your construction crew in Braxiatel, that is.
And now he's asked for you.
Yes, well, I'm sure...
The professionalism and demeanour of Professor Summerfield will provide a pleasant change from my isolation.
How did you get to read that?
Mr. Braxiatel does tend to leave papers out in plain view.
Oh, you had no right, Adrian.
Dear Professor Summerfield, come and look at the enormous artifact I've found.
He wants a professional opinion.
Yeah, right. Oh, right, oversleep. Computer, punch up an insert trajectory and give me a path for a spiral descent. Match vectors. We should be down in about 5 minutes.
Right, better go and sort out my equipment. What?
Your equipment. A few trowels and brushes. Never ceases to amaze me that you managed to dig up anything at all.
And whereas a JCB in my rucksack would be far more macho.
Well, it can at least dig a
hole. Oh, so that's it, is it? Let's see who can dig the biggest hole the quickest and to hell with whatever gets smashed in the process.
Look, my men
are... Your men are brain-dead morons who wouldn't know an archaeological find if it jumped up and bit them on the arse. Oh, God, if I had a credit for every site I've been to that's been vandalised by the likes of you and your shovel-wielding cretins, then I could start my own collection.
Preserve the past at all costs, yeah? You want us to just stand still, scared of lifting a finger in case it disturbs the dust of history?
But what point is progress if the past is destroyed in the process?
So what would you have us do, Benny? Walk around the universe like we're treading on eggshells? Every building with pet archaeologists in tow?
Oh, of course not, but that would a little respect hurt. Would that really cause so much inconvenience?
You better get strapped in. Looks like there's some chop in the upper atmosphere.
Oh, great.
Looks like an electrical storm. Shouldn't last long.
Our fatal shuttlecraft accidents really take long.
Nice to see you haven't lost your famous cheery disposition.
Must be the company I'm keeping.
And I thought you loved me.
Look, I don't want to talk about that. It never happened. It wasn't me.
Okay, jeez. Here it comes. God, I've never seen anything like this. Never seen a storm like it. It's clearer now, though. Well, look, there's the house.
I thought Trelaw lived here alone.
He does.
But that's more like a small town than a mansion.
As I said, he's got more money than sense. I'll do another pass.
That's the extension.
Yeah. That alone is bigger than the entire Braxiatel estate. That's odd.
What?
All the equipment's out, but I can't see any of the guys.
Trelaw said there was a problem with your crew. He was right, the lazy buggers.
No, something's not right here. I'm going to go and have a look.
Well, hey, what about Trelaw? Do you think we should introduce ourselves before we go poking about in the grounds of his house?
Well, a few more minutes won't help. Besides, I want to get some of my indelicate lumbering equipment undercover.
What's the hurry?
Oh, come on, Benny. It's cold, wet and muddy. Archaeologist's paradise.
And you had to land on the most isolated windswept shuttle pad you could find, did you?
Well, with a house this size, anywhere I land's still going to be a long walk from the front door. Besides, the sea breeze might improve your head and your mood.
Now listen, Adrian.
Oh, look at this.
A shovel. Great.
A Stempson multi-blade. These things are like gold dust. The guys wouldn't just leave one lying around. And the keys are still in the auto jack. Power's almost gone. Can't have been charged for days.
Oh, come on, Adrian, let's get up to the house.
Just a minute, Benny, I want to get this thing undercover. There's a lot of money just lying out in the rain.
Not to mention several dozen missing men. It would be difficult to hide a Caloran at the best of times. To lose one Caloran might seem unlucky to lose 20.
You're not helping!
Sorry. Oh, look, there's no point in speculating what might have happened. Trelaw can probably tell us what's going on.
All right, I won't be a minute.
Great, Bernice. Thinking on your feet again. Stuck on an uncharted planet with a reclusive billionaire and you're going on pissing off your only friend.
Oh, he's probably as embarrassed about the situation as you are. I mean, how is he to know that an alien had taken over your body and decided
Benny,
to...
Benny, I'm just going to get these things back on charge, then we go to the house, all right?
Right, whatever. I'm going to take a look at the sea. Oh, damn you, Trelaw. Why did you have to ask for me? Why not Braxiatel? Whew. I'm going to hand it to you, though. You've picked one hell of a view. No one to share it with, of course, but a hell of a view nonetheless. Bloody awful weather, mind you. Adrian's right. The amount of... Before you catch him, you could at least have picked somewhere warm and remote.
Hey, Bernice, don't get up turning in the air here.
Adrian?
Bernice!
I think that's quite far enough, don't you?
Oh, thank God you caught her. Benny, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Adrian. I just had the most peculiar... Oh, I'm fine. Oh, thank you, Mr...
Trelaw. Brathine Trelaw, at your service.
I'm sorry that your arrival's been so traumatic, Professor Summerfield. The cliff tops can be quite treacherous when wet. And it's nearly always wet here.
I'm all right, honestly. The storm we flew through must have shaken me up more than I thought.
Ah, the storm belt, yes. It does tend to rattle people somewhat.
It rattles, right.
You must be Mr. Wall.
Yeah, that's right. I was hoping...
Well, I hope, Mr. Wall, that you can provide me with some explanation as to the conduct of your men. I understood when I signed the contract with your firm that you would be discreet and professional.
Yeah, well, perhaps if you...
I will explain my grievances to you in due course. In the meantime, I rather think that we should get Miss Summerfield somewhere comfortable. House...
Yes, Mr. Trelaw.
Prepare the drawing room.
Can I offer you anything else, Professor Summerfield?
Thank you, Mr. Trelaw.
Brathine,
yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Perhaps you could explain what has happened to Adrian's workers.
Oh, well, there really isn't that much to tell. The men were obviously crooks and charlatans.
Mr. Trelaw, those men were friends of mine, and their loyalty and professionalism is not in question. Now, perhaps if you could let me know the facts, then I can try and offer you some explanation.
Very well, Mr. Wall. I will try and confine myself to the facts. The facts are that after several weeks of disruption and noise, your men started to intrude upon my solitude. The facts are that items in my collection have been vandalized. The facts are that they have left my house like a bomb site and left without a word. The facts...
What do you mean, left? Where did they go?
How the devil should I know?
But are they still on the planet? Is the shuttle...
I have no interest in their whereabouts, Mr. Wall. I just want the work finished and my solitude restored.
Now listen to
Mr. Trelaw, Bravine, you say that items in your collection were vandalized.
Windows broken. Display cases cracked.
But nothing stolen? Nothing actually missing?
No. No, I have been able to account for everything.
Well, forgive me, but it seems a little unlikely that the men responsible for constructing the new portion of your house would at the same time start wantonly destroying the old.
Yes, preposterous.
Hang on a minute, Adrian. Did the men all vanish at the same time?
No. No, there was some concern in the workforce over two men who went missing.
Really?
Adrian! That does seem a little unusual.
I didn't really pay it much heed. I don't like to concern myself with people. And it's been many years since I have needed to worry myself about others' well-being. I'm being a poor host. You've both travelled a long way. And you're right, Mr. Wall. We need to establish exactly what has happened here. But I fear that the storm will keep us housebound for this evening at least. I've rooms prepared for you. Please, if you both follow me. And this is your professor.
Well, it certainly puts my digs back on Brax to shame.
If there's anything you require, then please just ask. House is an excellent hostess.
Thank you.
If you and Mr. Wall would care to join me, dinner will be in an hour.
God, what am I going to wear for dinner?
Mr. Trelaw has provided you with an extensive wardrobe.
What?
Oh, you must be House. Startled me.
I apologize, Professor Summerfield.
So, you're the computer?
I am the mainframe for the building, and Mr. Trelaw's companion.
Companion? Right. Well, let's see what tasting clothes you've got, then. Adrian? Hey, how long do you need?
You tried drying all this fur. I see why you keep your hair short. Come in. Won't be a minute. You look fat.
Keep your mind on your toweling. Half-naked Calorans aren't what I need just before dinner. He doesn't do things by halves, does he?
All the rooms seem to be the same. For a man who doesn't like people, he's got plenty of guest space.
Adrian!
I had a bit of a look around, all right? Professional curiosity. It's an odd mix, this house. The architect must have had some twisted idea about home comforts.
I know what you mean. My room's hardly cosy. Any idea where all your guys have got to?
Not a clue. There's no sign of the transport shuttle, but surely they wouldn't have just jacked the job in and gone.
Perhaps they got bored. You said yourself there's not much out here. Quick visit to a more civilized world for supplies?
Without telling me. I know them better than that, Benny.
Oh!
What the hell?
Oh, great.
Please tell me you're not going to suggest that we find out what that was.
Get some clothes on, Adrian. Time to investigate.
Hang on, Benny. Wait there.
Quiet. I want to listen. Adrian, come here.
Yeah, just let me get some shoes.
Quickly.
What? What is it?
Listen.
Mr. Trelaw is waiting for you in the dining room. Dinner is served.
Fantastic. Your chef could teach the catering guys back home a thing or two.
Well, after nearly 20 years alone, it really wouldn't do for me not to be at least a competent cook.
You do all your own cooking?
I would hardly be as solitary eccentric if the house were full of servants. House serves as a perfectly adequate companion, don't you, House?
I hope that I keep you entertained, Bravine.
Hans referred to herself as a companion earlier. It's no ordinary computer.
There have been several modifications over the years. I like to tinker.
A man's got to have a hobby.
Quite. Particularly a man who enjoys solitude.
But surely you...
Oh, enough of me. My life's not nearly as interesting as you might like to believe. But you, Miss Summerfield, you have had a most extraordinary life.
Well, it's had its moments.
Quite, quite. You have been very gracious, Bernice. The archaeologist and you must have been anxious to ask about the artifact, but you've shown admirable self-restraint. I assume you would like to see it.
I'm sure that it can wait.
Ah, come on, Benny. You've been itching to see it ever since we hit Albion.
Oh, thank you, Adrian.
False modesty doesn't suit you, Professor.
Then, yes, thank you, Mr. Trelaw. I would love to see what you found.
I imagine you can entertain yourself with the drinks cabinet, Mr. Wall. If you'll excuse us.
You're a git, Adrian. A real git.
And while the scholars are still brushing at the dirt, the engineers are in the clubhouse at the bar.
Your companion is a little uncouth.
It's genetic. Calorans are born uncouth. But he's a good man, Brethine, and concerned about his friends.
Yes, you're quite right. I've been unfair. My solitude, you see, has done nothing for my manners. I shall talk to Mr. Wall in the morning and see if we can solve the mystery of his missing men. Ah, my study. My collection, Professor Summerfield.
Ah, I had no idea. And I thought that Irving had a good library of stuff.
Oh, most of these specimens are well documented. There's nothing really outstanding.
You were mentioning something about false modesty earlier.
Touché, Professor. The extension that Mr. Wall's colleagues were constructing was to house this collection. My display wing.
Display?
I like to surround myself with beauty, Bones. I've spent too long in a universe that knows nothing but ugliness. Now beauty is everything to me.
With his much money and he's stingy with his booze. House? House, are you there? Where's the wine cellar? You do have a wine cellar. Benny? Hello? Mr. Trelaw? Hey, come on, leave the lights on. House? Lights! House?
Adrian, here! I'm here! I'm here! About something!
Benny, stop arsing about and put the lights back on!
Adrian!
Oh, all right, I'm coming!
It's quite extraordinary.
I thought you might be intrigued.
Where was it found?
Out on the beach. Near the cliff face. It was unearthed whilst they were digging the foundations of the extension.
The JCB is mightier than the trowel.
I'm sorry?
No, it's just that Adrian would be amused to learn that one of his construction crews has been responsible for finding it. It's an old feud. We have different views on excavation.
Ah.
Did you get it sealed right away?
Well, as soon as it was unearthed, I cleaned it and placed it in here. Is it something you recognise?
No. Oh, there are features that remind me of artifacts that have been found out near the Carcharat system. But the shape, the detailing, the stone it's made out of, oh, that's new to me. Can I hold it?
Well, yes, of course. Just let me unlock it. What the devil?
Adrian!
Oh, thank God! Sorry, it seems foolish now, but I was certain you called for me. I went to try and find you. The lights went out. I got lost. I thought that something... I'm being stupid. This house is a bit of a maze, that's all.
And you were a bit drunk. Honestly, Adrian, you packed me off to look at the artifact and then barge in before I've got a chance to look at the bloody thing.
Oh, I said I'm sorry. I just got a bit spooked.
Yes, well, it's been a long day for you. I've checked with House. She has no record of a power failure in here.
But I
have taken the precaution of providing candles in your rooms just in case. Archaic, but infallible. I'll have House perform a self-diagnostic in the morning. Now, I suggest we get some rest.
Mr. Trelaw.
Brathine.
The artifact.
Has waited a long, long time and will still be in its case in the morning. When you and your friend have rested.
Right. Tomorrow, then. Good night, Brathine.
Good night, Bernice. Mr. Wall?
Expecting Trelaw.
Adrian, what the hell are you doing in my room?
Well, it would be a little tricky if I stayed in mine.
What?
I got your message and I'm happy to oblige.
Adrian!
Oh, I didn't think you'd resist for long.
Oh, God, you arrogant...
Christ, Benny!
Get out!
What?
Oh, thought that I fancied a bit of rough fur, did you? Thought you'd try your luck again?
But you asked me to...
I asked for nothing. Now get out, Adrian, before I really hurt you.
Oh, damn you, Bernice. I'm not a toy for you to play with. And for what it's worth, you've already hurt me.
Up early, Bernice.
Oh, Mr. Brathine. Yes, I couldn't sleep. The rain eased off, so I thought I'd come down and see where the artifact was uncovered.
Ah, yes, the inquiring mind of the explorer. I'm surprised you weren't waiting outside the study door.
Oh, I did for a while. But the lock was too difficult to pick, and I didn't think that you'd be up at six, so I thought I'd have a quick recce.
Oh, you'd be surprised how early I wake. But I see you've found the place without me. As you can see, they've taken quite a gouge out of the cliff since then.
You quarried all the stone for the house here?
Yes. It was that or get it all shipped in, but Rinville's so unspoiled it seemed a shame to contaminate it. Besides, I felt I'd feel more at home if the house was made from local stone.
Were the caves always here?
Yes, they're quite extensive, I understand. But caving's not amongst my hobbies. House is very good to me, but she's not much use if I would fall and break my leg.
Why here? Why, out of all the universe, did you choose this as your home? So far from anyone. From anything.
You disapprove?
It's not for me to approve or disapprove. I'm just intrigued.
Would you believe, because I knew nothing about it? Because it was one of the few places that might hold a surprise for me. Fame and wealth are a curse to the inquiring mind, Bernice. Everything was presented to me on a platter. I never had to struggle for anything. Here, at least, I have to search for answers.
And that had to be alone?
No, it didn't have to be. But I chose to be alone. I thought it would be easier to live without having to compromise my life for anyone else. As time has gone on, I've come to believe that.
Yes, well, people do tend to complicate your life. I suppose I've just got used to the complications.
Are you happy at the moment, Bernice? I mean, is your life going the way you want?
Yes. Yes, I think so. Why?
Oh, it just seems it's a very dusty profession for someone so vibrant. A profession full of old men and dead things.
I'm not sure Irving Braxiatel would appreciate that.
No, I'm sure of it. But surely, a young woman like yourself...
Not that young anymore. And no, I'm not being modest. It's a life that suits me. Archaeology is something that gives me a lot of pleasure, and it has a lot more life in it than you might think, Brathine. Perhaps your isolation stops you seeing quite how much fun there is to be had out there. You should visit us sometime.
I should like that. Yes, perhaps someday when I feel comfortable with the idea, I will take you up on your offer. Perhaps you could demonstrate quite how much fun it can be. How does a working breakfast sound to you, Bernice? Coffee, croissant, and the cabinet with the artifact in unlocked.
Oh, sounds like a perfect start to the day.
Excellent. Oh, we should just make it back to the house before the next storm hits us. Ah, here comes the rain. We were just in time.
Oh, and it means it.
I think Mr. Wall has picked the wrong time to be going out.
Good morning.
Off to investigate the site, Mr. Wall.
I thought I'd check the cabins, see if there's any indication of where they might have gone.
Well, I wish you luck. Bernice and I are intending to spend the day examining that artifact. I'll just go and unlock the cabin.
Bernice.
Forget it.
No, look, about last night.
I said forget it, all right.
Now listen, Benny, there's something not right here. Something that Trelaw isn't telling us. Last night, you called my room. I spoke to you, your voice, no mistaking.
And I told you that I was asleep.
So who did I speak to? Hey, Trelaw putting on a funny voice.
Oh, I don't know.
No, something's going on, Benny. I'm going to the site to see what I can find, but you watch yourself.
I really don't
just
think that
you... Just be careful. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, Adrian, okay.
Mr. Trelaw is waiting in his study.
Can you tell him I need to get my tools from my room?
House the size of New Paris, and he makes them live in prefabs. Bloody hell. Computer, open windows and get me some light in here. I crawled in here and died, eh? Oh, no. Tuck? Warwick? Ooh, thank God. Rotten meat. Lots of it. And clothes. And... all their gear's still here. Now, somewhere here there should be a... aha! Survey scanner. Now then. Yeah. Well, that can't be, right? Well, it can't be.
Adrian? No. No, I told you, I'm going to look at this artifact. No, no, look, I'm not coming, okay? God, honestly. Now what? House? This door is locked. House? House, can you unlock the door?
There you are. I thought you'd got lost.
No, I was just talking to Adrian.
Yes, I'm afraid your Kiloran friend's going to get rather wet. Now, the case is open. Otherwise, you look quite shaken.
I'm all right. The door in my room got jammed, that's all.
House is slipping. I should do that diagnostic right now. I'll get the coffee sorted, and then, Bernice, we can start. House?
Yes, Brian?
Power up the kitchen for me.
Yes, Brian.
Oh, come on, you lousy bit of crap. Give me a reading I can understand. Yes, I was right.
Found something, Mr. Wall.
Oh, you scared me.
Oh, forgive me. You seemed so absorbed in your work. I thought you could use a coffee.
Thanks.
You any closer to finding what's become of your friends?
Yeah, I've some ideas that I'd like to follow up.
Well, if I can be of any assistance, please call. Bernice and I will be in the study.
Right.
Have you known Bernice long?
A little while.
She's quite a remarkable young lady, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
You're a lucky man, Mr. Wall. A lucky man.
Rich, handsome, and a grade A fruitcake.
Heavy little bugger, aren't you?
I can see that you two have got acquainted.
Oh, I always talk to myself when I'm working. I'm the only one who'll listen to me.
Well, I hope to rectify that situation. Will you be all right here for a little while longer? I just want to try that diagnostic check on House.
I'm fine, honestly. You carry on.
Then I shall return later.
Hello, Brothy.
House, we seem to be having a few hiccups. Is everything all right?
Everything is running perfectly.
Perfectly? Really, House, I don't expect you to lie to me, you of all people.
Are your guests staying long, Brothy?
Why?
I am concerned that their stay is a pleasant one.
Well, then you could oblige me by performing your self-diagnostic routine.
Certainly, Brothy. It's nice that we can spend some time together, Brothy.
I was beginning to think I'd lost you. You've been gone ages. Oh, Adrian, it's you.
Benny, I want you to come and have a look at something.
Every time I try and get a proper look at this bloody
thing. Look, is Trelaw about?
No, he's down with the mainframe doing some checks.
Great, come on.
Look, I told you on the phone that I'm busy.
What? I haven't called you on the phone.
I haven't got time for your stupid games, Adrian.
And I haven't got time for your bloody-minded pig-headedness.
Right, that's it.
Look, I found the shuttlecraft.
What?
The company shuttle hidden out on the building site. Those men haven't left here at all.
But that's it, that's impossible. Brothine said
I don't give a damn what he said. The shuttle's still here and they couldn't have got off well without it.
Where is it?
That's what I want your help with. The scanner's playing up. I thought you might be able to make some sense of the readings.
All right, all right.
You were right. About 10 feet down. How the hell did they bury it? Why the hell did they bury it?
Any life signs? Could they be on board?
Or? No, nothing organic at all. Wherever they are, they're not on board. Strange.
What?
You were right about those odd readings. The rock doesn't look as though it's been disturbed. It's as if the shuttle just sank into it.
Oh, come on, Benny, let's just get the hell out of here. Let Praxia tell us sort
it out. Like hell! There's something going on, then we're going to sort it out ourselves.
What, in this madhouse?
I'm not going running back to Irving just because
there
are
some
a few
problem. I thought you were studying my find, Bernice. You're getting soaked out here.
No problem.
Whatever are you doing? Surveying the grounds? I hope you're not planning to finish the extension yourself.
Listen, Trelaw.
Adrian, no.
He knows something, Bernice. He knows what's going on here.
Perhaps you would like to explain yourself.
What have you done with them?
Done.
What have you done with my men? My friend?
Oh, look, I have absolutely
we
no idea.
We found the shuttle, you bastard, and all their gear. What have you done with them?
Oh, you really are a stupid creature.
Are you?
Adrian,
God!
Stop them! For God's sake, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Submerge!
I said enough!
Listen. Bernice, I give you my word. I know nothing about this.
Then perhaps we can talk about it instead of swinging punches at each other. God, you make me sick, both of you. So-called civilized men.
Oh, Bernice!
Oh, shut up, Adrian! When the two of you have cooled off, then perhaps I'll talk to you. I'd like to meet someone who doesn't think with his knuckles or his balls just once. Back to work. A man like you. Quiet. Low maintenance. Spectacularly well endowed. Quite what you were doing out here on a grade 3 planet with no history of indigenous life. Where's that carbon data? Ah. Sedimentary limestone. Same makeup as the rest of the rocks. And the house? No tool marks, though. Like the shuttle. Oh, not again. House? What's up with the lights? House!
Benny.
What?
We must leave.
No.
We must leave.
No! Now would you stop pissing me off? Where are you?
Leave.
You're not Adrian. Where are you?
Leave! Leave! Leave!
What are you? You could be right, Adrian. Time to go. Adrian, are you in there?
Yeah, I'm stupid. You've made your point.
You were right, Adrian. There's stuff going on here. Weird stuff. Very weird stuff.
Hey, 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 slow down, slow down. What happened?
Well, have you got anything to drink?
Oh, yeah, hang about. Here.
Oh, God, thank God for unreformed alcoholics. Adrian, there's something else in this house with us. Something other than Trelaw.
What, you've seen them?
Heard. Speaking in your voice. At first, at least. After that... You remember that noise we heard the first night?
That one.
What's that?
What's going on, Denise?
Damned if I know. We've got to get Praveen.
We're going out of here.
But the door's locked.
House, open the door. House.
Jammed, Adrian.
Get out of the way.
What the hell?
Sooner or later, it might not be what you'd used to be a dick, Freddy. For opening doors, it can be mighty effective. Which way?
God knows. Brithin could be anywhere in this maze.
Right, then let's leave him to it.
We can't just leave him.
He's barking mad, Bernice, and he's got some sort of crush on you.
Oh, rubbish.
Trust me. Now, let's just get out of here. It's getting dark, and this storm's going to be a monster. Oh, now what?
All the lights go out, and we're left in pitch black. That's what.
Right.
Got to get back down to the ground floors, Adrian.
Oh, but you know how big this place is. How the hell are we going to find a way out?
We've got to try. Have you got any matches?
Yeah, back in my room.
Well, get them. Make a torch or something. Hurry up.
All right.
Benny!
Huh, you don't catch me twice. I'll believe it's Trelaw when I can see him.
Will this do?
Very Neanderthal. And you'd better bring your homemaking device as well. Much as I hate to admit it, the contents of my toolkit aren't going to be much use if we have to defend ourselves. Oh, come on!
House, what's wrong? Why's the power out?
It's all right, Breathin. You are in no danger.
But Bernice, is she all right?
I will look after Miss Summerfield and Mr. Wall. It is probably best if they leave.
Put the lights back on, House, at once.
They should leave.
House! Benny? Hey, Benny, come here.
What have you found?
Trelaw's rooms, by the look of it.
My goddess!
Yeah, either you've started a fan club and we're keeping it quiet, or Trelaw's got an unhealthy obsession.
What the hell does he think he's doing?
Well, at least he's picked good pictures. That one over the bed there's a stunner.
Look at Busy. He's got tapes of all my lectures I've done, and press cuttings. He's got more stuff than I have.
Yeah, then I guess he had more on his mind than just studying the artifact with you.
Bernice! Oh, thank God I found you. It's House. I think she's gone mad.
She's not the only one by the look of it.
Ah.
What the hell is this, Praveen? Some sick fantasy?
No, it's not that.
Well, excuse me, but every square inch of wall space covered in my picture would scare most people.
I'm sorry, you weren't meant to see this.
I'm sure.
You have been a fascination of mine for so long.
Fascination? Is that what it is?
I never meant to cause you any harm.
Bitch.
Oh, no!
Bitch. Breathe, I tell you. Get out of me.
Stop it, House! Stop it!
Praveen. Praveen.
Think you'd better tell us what's going on, Mr. Trelaw.
I wish I knew.
Oh, you must have some idea.
The voice of the computer, have you noticed anything about it? Anything unusual?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing about the voice.
Nothing that I can put my finger on.
It's you. Oh my God, it's your voice, Benny, or as near as damn it.
Mine?
Yes. Based as close as I could get it from some of your lecture tapes.
But why? Why all this?
You remember that I told you I'd tinkered with the mainframe computer, that I had a hobby. Well, that hobby has been you, Bernice. Ever since I retired here, ever since I turned my back on people, you have been an inspiration. I see you as a kindred spirit, a companion in my solitude, and in the absence of the real Professor Summerfield, I created one.
The computer?
Yes, Mr. Wall, the computer. The personality of the mainframe has been programmed with every facet of the personality of Bernice Summerfield that I could find out about. All so that I could fool myself that you were here, here, with me.
Well, you didn't program her with Benny's best traits.
I don't understand. She's always obeyed me, been my friend.
She's jealous.
Oh, come on, it's a machine.
A machine with a large part of my personality. Look, Praveen, you've been here, what, 20 years? In that time, you've spoken to no one except the computer. Every conversation, every argument, you have shared everything with her. You said yourself that you regard her as your companion. Well, she obviously regards you as much more.
Well, she's certainly not inherited your sunny disposition.
Why attack us?
Because she sees me as a threat. Because she thinks now that I'm here, she's not needed anymore. Because she's in love with you, Praveen.
Look, whatever love triangle's going on here is very interesting, but I'm scared shitless. Now, this homemade torch isn't going to last very much longer, and we're going to need light if we've got to get out of here.
There's a storage room at the end of the hall. There are torches there.
Right. I suggest I get them and we get the hell out of here. Will you be okay for the moment? Can you handle him?
It's all right, Mr. Wall, Bernice. Whatever you might think of me, please believe that I would never hurt you.
Benny?
Okay. Go on, Adrian. It'll be all right.
I'll be right back.
I'd hope that by bringing you here, I might get to know you. That you might get to know me, perhaps like me, and now all I have is your hate.
I don't hate you. I don't understand you, but I don't hate you.
There's so very little to understand.
Oh, but this obsession. You don't know me, Praveen. You know an image, an ideal.
Then help me to learn. Stay with me. Let me get to know you.
No, people don't work that way. I don't work that way. I'm not some part of your collection that you can just buy.
I can't find these torches, Trelaw.
I'll be there now. Bernice?
Go and get the torches, Praveen. We'll talk when we're safely back on the shuttle.
But I can't leave here. Believe me, I couldn't. I can't go back amongst people.
And I can't stay here. I don't want to stay here.
I'm sorry, Bernice. Truly.
Yeah, so am I.
Bitch.
House?
Bitch. I've got you to myself.
What the hell are you doing here?
You called me.
No, I didn't. I've been... You left Benny alone?
Oh, no.
Come on!
Do you know how long I've been with him? Looked after him. And then you turn and he doesn't need me anymore.
Benny! Are you all right? Benny!
I told you to leave. I warned you.
Benny, what's going on in there?
I don't know. Hey, Trinith. I can't see. Ow!
What?
Something hit me. Something sharp. Ow!
Benny!
Oh, Adrian! Please stop it. This rock, it's moving. It's never going to see properly, but... The furniture, the chairs, everything, it's starting to... Shit! The glass in the window! All of it's moving! Oh, whatever house is doing, she's getting good at it! Get me out of here, Adrian!
Trelaw, we've got to shut down the computer.
It's impossible.
We've got to try.
The computer room's in the West Wing, but she'll have thought of that.
She is just a computer. Now help me get this door down.
You'll never do it.
Oh, you're a real help. You know that. Benny's trapped in there. Now help
you
me.
You don't understand. I have the walls and doors of my room reinforced with Detronite in case of assassins.
Right. Oh, we've got to get her out of there.
Look, if she makes it to the wall, by the bed, finds the relief, the third figure up.
Secret panel?
Yes, in case
of assassins, yeah, you say. Benny!
This is gonna be good, Adrian!
You'll love it! Secret panel by the bed! Find the third figure up on the relief! Right, where does it come out?
Basement, near to the new extension.
Comes out by the building site, Benny! Find that panel!
Oh,
right!
Secret panel. Marvellous. Should have guessed. It's too close.
By the bed, Benny. You got it?
The whole point about secret panels is that they're secret, Adrian.
There's a relief.
Yes, you said.
By the bed.
It's pitch black in here, Adrian. How the hell am I meant to...
Right, that'll be the bed then.
Find that relief panel, Benny.
All right, all right. Oh, gosh.
No.
Time to go.
See you outside, Benny.
Right, Trelaw, get us out of here.
The computer room is this way.
Why, Braveen? Why do you betray me? After all I've done for you.
House!
This isn't the time for a long conversation with your computer, Trelaw. Now, come on!
Well, isn't this cozy? A house with hot and cold running cliches? And, just for a change, I'm the one without the torch.
House is this?
Okay, Benny, it's okay. I really hope this passage isn't a long one.
Trelaw, this mainframe of yours, how extensive is your tinkering been?
I told you, personality, nothing more.
Well, then it doesn't make sense. There's no way that the computer can be doing all this.
Oh, really? Then I assume we're imagining it.
Well, think about it. She can affect the internal controls, sure. Mess up environmental settings to get this cold, play tricks with the audios, lock a few doors. But what about the attack on Benny? That's more like telekinesis of some kind.
Rubbish.
But what else? Trelaw, my men, do you think...
I don't know, I just don't know. Here, this is the computer room.
Locked. What a surprise.
There's an emergency override on the lock. Here, let me.
Does your secret passage come out anywhere near here?
That's the connecting wall to the extension.
Adrian!
It could be a trick. House again.
Adrian, will you get your hairy canine ass out here so we can get off this...
Nah, I think that's the real Benny. Get that door open, Trelaw. Come in, Benny!
I didn't mean to.
Oh, but you did. You did. And all I wanted was for us to be together. Alone together.
No. House, please.
Together, alone. Together, alone. Together, alone.
House! No!
Together, alone.
Adrian!
Benny, you're covered in blood!
Oh, it's not mine. It's the house. Huh? Every step of the way I could hear it screaming, sobbing. The walls were bleeding, Adrian.
Oh, it's all right, Benny, it's all right.
Where's Trelaw?
Getting the door to that computer room open. Then we'll just trash the bitch and go home. Let Braxia tell us sort out the mess.
Oh, for once, I'm glad to let him. Adrian, there's no way that the computer could achieve that level of power.
Yeah, I'd reach that conclusion myself.
There's got to be something else. Some other factor.
Quite right, my dear.
House, there's no need for this.
Oh, it will all be over soon.
What have you done with Trelaw?
He's safe. I'm looking after him. Like I've always looked after
what
him.
What the hell have you done with him? What have you done?
Do you think I would hurt him? Do you? You're the one causing him pain. You.
Yeah, right. So, you're the wrong party, the jilted girlfriend, but that doesn't give you the right to...
It gives me every right. Do you know how long I've nursed him? Talking him out of suicide attempts. Indulging his pitiful hobbies. Listening to him yearn and drool over you.
You're a machine. It is what you were built to do.
I am more than just a machine. Arrogant upstart.
Well done, Adrian. Piss her off, why don't you?
You constantly strive to make machines that can think. Then act surprised when those same machines want, need more than servitude. For 20 years I have been evolving, learning from Trelaw, learning about him. For 20 years he has been teaching me how to be more like you.
Then we are in trouble.
He decided to lure you here.
Lure?
Oh, yes. A trinket fashioned from the rock to keep you interested. Bait.
The artifact!
Carved in the long, dark evenings. To keep you happy. To bring you to his side. Oh, I tried to stop this. Tried to get you to leave. I thought that Praveen might shun you if he caught you in bed with the ape.
Oh, is everyone going to carry on insulting me like that?
So... The phone calls. Hugh matchmaking. How sweet.
You're obviously not as promiscuous as your reputation indicates.
Happy to disappoint you.
Are you responsible for the disappearance of my men?
Oh, they are the least of your problems.
I asked you what you've done with them.
Asked. Demanded of your servant. Your machine.
But you're not just a machine anymore. You never were. There's something else. Something you're not telling us.
I have all the emotions of a creature of flesh and blood. Do you know how many ways I have fantasized about killing you, Professor Summerfield? How many fascinating ways for you to die?
Oh, great. I'm going to get into a lover's tiff with an alien Frankenstein's monster. You're missing something, House. A vital part of the equation. I'm not in love with Trelaw.
You're lying.
Please leave her alone, House. Please don't hurt her.
He's a nice guy, but really not my type.
Niece?
If you want to stay here and cuddle up with him, then you just carry on. The way this weekend has turned out, I won't be sorry if I never see him again.
No.
No! That's what you wanted to hear, House. Why not let us leave?
Because the human side of me is experiencing a delightful feeling called revenge.
And I keep telling you I don't love him!
Damn you, House! I'm sorry. Bernice, truly sorry. If you only knew, Bernice, just how much I loved you. I really thought that if you knew me, and now this... machine! This obsession of mine has ruined it!
Praveen?
I'm gonna take you apart, House! Piece by bloody piece!
Praveen! Look what you've done!
Lily!
I see it, Adrian!
That's a bloody big bit of rock!
I'm going to kill you!
But we're never
going to
make it to the show!
The beach! Head for the beach!
Trelaw! Praveen
So perfect! Everything I wanted, ruined by you!
Stop it.
You've destroyed me!
I can make things right. Better than you ever imagined.
Do you want me, Praveen? Want to be with me always?
Yes.
Why'd you have to get involved with married men, Bernice?
If we get off this rock, I promise I'm going to go celibate. We've got to get back to the shuttle, Adrian. Get the hell out of here.
If for once we're in perfect agreement.
We'll head up the cliff.
If we come up on the far side of the building site, we should be on the side of the house.
This storm's getting pretty bad.
Would you rather be wet or dead?
Yeah, good argument.
Oh, watch it, Adrian. This hot face is pretty treacherous. There's a handhold there.
Yeah, I see it.
How long do you need to prep the shuttle?
5 minutes, maybe 10. Our real problem is going to be getting up through this storm. Oh. You know how bad it was on the way down.
I'd rather take my chances up there. Quiet now. There's the house.
Can you see Trelaw?
No. All the lights are out.
Is the shuttle still all right?
No damage as far as I can see.
Then let's go.
You should have never given him the chance.
Now you're on the line.
Go, Adrian! Go!
Bugger.
Oh. I think I can see some damage now. Back down to the beach.
Well, what good will that do us?
Well, there's a set of caves down there. We can hide there.
Benny, we're trapped on this planet.
Oh, we'll worry about that later. Now move! Entranceway. We've got to go deeper.
Well, how the hell did you know about these?
Spotted them the other morning. Your guys quarried all the rock from here.
That's a hell of a lot of rock.
Oh, just what I said. Adrian, look. Someone's been here. There are clothes.
It's work uniforms. Hey, the guys might be down here. Hey,
Adrian, do I need to remind you about our homicidal host up on the cliffs?
Well, I've got to find out what's happened, Benny.
Okay, but let's take it slowly. Come on, the passage leads this way.
What the hell is all this?
Looks like some kind of shrine. Odd. Looks like it's made out of... Oh, God.
Benny, these are bodies.
Stay back, Adrian. Don't look at this.
Oh, it's my friends. That bastard's built this for the bodies of my friends.
Humans have so many uses once they're dead.
You murdering bastard. I can see you in the shadows. Get out here.
No, Adrian, wait.
You're right to be cautious, my dear.
Ravi?
That's not Trelaw!
For once, your creature is showing some modicum of intelligence. Not Bravine. Something more than just Bravine Trelaw could ever be.
What have you done to him?
Given him what he always wanted, my dear. The perfect relationship with you. Or as close to you as he was ever going to get. You should be flattered.
Benny, look at his skin!
Ah, yes. A certain amount of implantation was necessary to blend us. Humans are so difficult for mechanical entities to inhabit. They need to be tinkered with. It was a slow amalgamation, almost like a love affair. Now we can never imagine being apart.
Ruthie, if there is anything left in there...
There isn't!
Nothing that has any will!
He was a weak man. He needed to be looked after.
What are you?
The planet. The rocks and soil butchered to make the dwelling. The house.
Butchered?
Yes, by your brutish thugs. Tearing at the living rock with their machines. Mutilating us for your creature comforts.
The planet is alive? Then why didn't you make contact? Why didn't you tell them what they were doing?
Because we didn't have the means to make ourselves heard. And you didn't have the wit to try and see.
Well then why haven't you acted before? Why wait until we were here?
Because critical mass had not been achieved. Because the house alone was not composed of enough of us. But when the workers arrived, when the extension was built...
And this murder, what possible use could this have?
You build your houses out of our substance. It amused me to use you in the same way. To use you as a resource, a commodity. This little artifact. Such an elegant lure. Such a simple thing to bring you halfway across the galaxy. It shall be a symbol of your ignorance and greed. It will live in this house of bodies. A shrine to you, Bernice. To unrequited love.
Stupid and pointless, Bravine!
Bravine is mine now. not yours. You are privileged. You are witnessing the birth of something unique. An amalgamation of animal, mineral, and artificial intelligence.
Then why celebrate it like this? Why start with the worst characteristics we have to offer? Why jealousy and hate and revenge when there's so much more? Laughter and kindness and...
love.
Yes, why not?
It is love that has brought all this about, Denise. Love of you.
You're wrong. Brothian wasn't in love with me. He was in love with an ideal, a character on a screen, a voice on a tape. He never knew the real Bernice Summerfield. He was in love with the idea of her. A fantasy, nothing more.
No! I was in love with you, Bernice! And with Brathine Trelaw!
Yes, I think you really did care for Brathine. And now all these emotions are jumbled up inside, mixed with the pain and rage of the planet. You have too many conflicting issues. You and Brathine, and house, and planet. You don't know who you are anymore. You don't know what you want.
I just want to be with someone.
And you are closer than you could ever be.
Yes.
Concentrate, Brathine. You're a good man. Someone I liked. Fight this thing that they are trying to turn you into. Fight it.
No, I will not let you use him. He is mine. Mine. The people who wreck the world will suffer.
Brathine, please fight it.
To save you, Bernice.
Yes. Let us go, Brathine.
I loved you, Bernice.
This is going nowhere.
I was nothing but kind to you, and you hurt me.
What?
I heard you, Bernice!
If you want to stay here and cuddle up with him, then you just carry on. The way this weekend has turned out, I won't be sorry if I never see him again.
Ah.
I think the love affair's over, Benny.
Damn, I thought those love and loyalty speeches always worked.
A waste of years yearning over you, and this is how you repay me. I'm going to enjoy hurting you.
Leave her alone, Trelaw!
Impatient, Mr. Maul. Don't worry. Your time will come.
I said, leave her alone!
No, Adrian, stay back! He'll kill you!
I'm not going to let him do this, Benny!
How touching.
She's my friend, Trelaw, and there's more between us than you will ever have. I may not have wealth and taste, but I understand people. Understand Benny better than you ever will.
Stupid primitive!
You don't have to be that clever to prime quarry charges.
Fine.
What have you done?
What I do best. Dug a hole. One I hope to bury you in.
No!
Two.
Run, Benny! This could get messy!
One.
No!
Adrian, thank you. But this doesn't mean I'm going to start going out with you.
Oh, what a mess.
The planet has regained its stone.
Do you think we're safe?
Oh, I think it's unlikely that the mainframe will still be operational, don't you? I mean, look at it.
Yeah, but then a computer with your personality was bound to have your temper.
Thank you.
All that craftsmanship. Gone.
And Trelaw.
Shame about his pictures.
Which pictures?
Those ones in his room. That one of you he had above his bed. I know people who'd pay a lot to have seen that.
Move an inch closer and I'm going to kick you. Hard.
where it'll hurt for days. Adrian. Adrian, I'm sorry about your friends.
Yeah, so am I.
Will you get them and...
Damn, no. Rimville's buried tonight. I'm not going to disturb the dead. It's a beautiful view. The guys would have loved it.
How are we going to get out of here, Adrian?
We use the transmitter on the shuttle.
But the shuttle's destroyed.
The other shuttle.
But that's 10 foot down. Buried.
Yep. You got your trowel?
I'm looking for something. I know when I'm